Talking about the Erickson Public Library on our program today in studio, Mr. Z, Zach Steers here.
Hello.
Good to have you here.
Good to be here on a Friday.
Joining us on the phone, we've got Candy Nelk. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning, Jim.
And Rhonda Kelly is on there as well. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, everyone.
So, Zach, you can hear them all, too. Now.
I can. Ooh.
Now he can. He put the headset on.
I so did, yes.
Okay. All right. First, I got to ask, yeah. 2 weeks ago, wrapped up summer reading program?
We did, yeah. So I'll speak on the kids' side. I just ran a little bit of statistics this morning. Hopefully, it was early, so hopefully this is correct. But based on Beanstack, which is the reading tracking app, we had a total registration for kiddos at 288, which is pretty good. And then we do have a few sites off-site, mm-hmm. Kids Club United, as well as Kids Club in Boone, and then Child Care Junction. They do more of their own reading programs, but we kind of assist them a little bit with some incentives as well. So they're a separate number that we count more of an outreach. But I think all of us agreed that we're back to pre-pandemic times. Total reading. So Rhonda and I used Beanstack this year, and we had 176,090 minutes read. And for kiddos, that equated to, according to Beanstack, 100,973 minutes. So that's pretty good on that front. Based on we use what's called HooFi, which is our where we put our calendar information as well as where statistics are. And this goes for all of us. So this is something to celebrate, Candy and Rhonda, is we had, according to that, 181 programs with a total attendance of 5,181,
wow.
Which is pretty impressive. And then we did virtual programming, too.
Sure.
And according to the statistics, it was 224 virtual programs with a total views of 211. So we are... We should party.
You did. Or take a week off and
take
recover,
we're
did.
We're in that process of, you know, doing the transition and kind of finding time to just decompress and get ready for fall time. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Candy, tell me about bingo.
How'd bingo go? Was good. I didn't have as many people turn in the sheet as I would like, but the people that did pretty much did over 200 activities, so I'm pleased about that we had a limited number of people experience a lot of different things, and so that was great. We had a great partnership with the municipal band. I hope we can continue that in the future. That's where we handed out most of our bingo sheets, and we were able to reach a lot of people talking about our various programs, and it was great. I hope we can do that in the future.
Okay, well, I'll admit I was one didn't turn. Well, I'm pretty sure I know two that didn't turn in their sheets. So. But did a number of the activities just didn't turn in my sheet? I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. We just, you know, we just offer it so that people, yes, you can read all kinds of things at the library or online, but we also wanted to offer experiences like, you're out and about in the summer, go try these things. So even if you didn't turn in a bingo sheet, if you tried and you went to one of our concerts, you went to municipal band, we're excited.
Yeah.
We're glad.
Well, that's it.
That.
You were looking to get people just active, get out and do some things.
Yeah.
Good. And Rhonda, for you, again, Zach had covered some of your numbers and stuff, but pretty pleased with the way it went?
Yes, absolutely. With the teens as well, it's definitely back to, you know, the numbers. Prior to COVID, both in participation and, you know, coming out to the programs. We were excited to bring Ericon back this year, which is our mini Comic-Con, and had a really good turnout for that, and people really enjoyed it. And then we had a lot of people at the library when we had Ariel the Little Mermaid here, and it definitely just wasn't kiddos here. It was, you know, some of the older kids, too, and some of the big adult kids had as much fun at that event as everybody. So it was just great to see everybody coming out and participating and having fun. And, of course, reading as well. But and they were pretty excited about the prizes. They once we contacted the winners, they came and picked up their prizes pretty quickly. So,
and I'll give a shout out to, you know, I don't have our complete list, but from children, teen, and adult, we had amazing folks that always give incentives and stuff to really support the program. So sure. Community partnerships are incredibly important. So we thank them and our friends at the library too.
And weather halfway decent? I think it was decent when you went to do the swim.
Jamie went there and did the swim, and I think people were happy that they could go and swim. And I think I would say around 140. I think that's what she said attended, which is
a pretty good size crowd.
So I think people were just ready to get out and splash and get cooled off. So good. Yeah,
it was a hot week.
It was very hot. Yeah.
All right. So I call August. Well, we thought May is one of your lull months, but you did mental health, so that went away.
Yeah.
August it does tend to be. You wind down after the summer reading program, get ready for fall and winter. Yeah. So still have a lot of regular things to
do. I think Rhonda and Candy actually have more programs this month, which is not a problem at all. They're doing really great, and they'll talk about them. For me, story time has just taken a small break. We always try to do that, and so June. August 23rd at 10 o'clock will be our first kickoff for fall story time. So we'll do that the 23rd and 24th at 10 o'clock, and then music and movement will start again on the 25th. And then we'll do story time again on the 30th and 31st. And then come September, I will just say I'm not going to... there's an announcement coming of a special friend that will be joining us, and hopefully he's not driving a bus because he's not supposed to. So if you can figure out that, go ahead and guess.
Hint.
Actually, I think this year he turns 20, which is surprising to me on that. So, and I will also give a shout out to Iowa Select Farms and the Deb and Jeff Hansen Foundation. We were... given a special email of congratulations that we received a Henry Heroes STEM card. And STEM, if you needed to know, is stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We do call it STEAM, but this card is called STEM. We like to throw in art. But what's really cool is that you can families can come in at any time. It's a card that's fully equipped with a variety of activities to keep families learning and growing together. So we'll be adding some and taking some, so kind of a rotating card. So we're really excited for that. STEM has always been part of our programming for quite some time, and now we have more of a dedicated space and a cart with resources. So thank you to them for selecting us only, and this is specific to more small to rural size communities. So we're very appreciative of that. And then the last thing is, we've had this program going for some time, but I'm trying to increase participation. It's our 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program. It's geared towards infant to 5 years. And research says that at least 1,000 books should be read or read to by the time, kindergarten begins. And so you can do that on Beanstack. But most families for this program we have a bag with all the information. You could do the paper copy for that, or paper version as well, and you can just contact me at the library if you want to register or have questions about that. But otherwise, we'll have plenty of programs going on. Rhonda and I started our conversations with teachers and principals, and really thinking about strategies on how we can continue those partnerships. Sure. They're quite important, and so we're really excited to dive into some new ways of doing that this year. But that's all I have.
All right, let's go next, Rhonda or Candy or.
Oh, go ahead, Rhonda. Okay. We're continuing for August some of the programs that we have that run regularly. We're still offering our Mindful Mondays at 7 p.m., and you can do that. It's a hybrid program, so you can do that either online or in person here at the library. And for this month, we are exploring various TED Talk conversations on, mental health and self-care. So that is what we're doing for August for that, and we're continuing with our walking club, and we always do that the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 9 a.m. as long as the weather is good. Just meet us at the library on the library steps, and then we usually go on about a 45-minute walk. It usually equates to about 2 miles, But, you know, we set the pace and the distance depending on who is joining us.
Sure.
So don't feel intimidated. We're friendly and we'll go at whatever pace is comfortable for you. So
just to get a group out there and start walking together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just a nice time to share community and, you know, get a little physical fitness in and movement. So, and we've had, like, all ages come out to that. So, you know, from moms and infants to toddlers. So we welcome anybody, absolutely, for sure.
Okay.
And we are continuing Knit Night. That's been going really well. We have a really dedicated group that comes out to that. And it's not just knitting. So we've had people come out and do cross-stitch, embroider, crochet. So any type of, like, fiber art or needle art. Come on out and socialize, share your projects. And it's a lot of fun. So we do that every month on the first and third Wednesday evening. And it's a drop-in program, so you can come anytime between 6 and 8 p.m. when we close and join us. And we meet actually downstairs in the children's department in front of the fireplace area. We kind of pull a whole bunch of chairs around. And I've had some moms come out to that who really like that because then their kids are down here in the children's department, you know, playing or using our computers so that that way the mom can have some adult time too. So.
And still, and still not have to worry about where they're at and what they're doing. You know,
exactly. Yeah. And then the one kind of unique program we have this month is the Smurfs are turning, or this year, it's the 65th anniversary of when the Smurfs were first created.
You're
so
kidding.
We thought it would be kind of fun to do a Smurf celebration, and that is open to all ages. We're going to have some games. Music, we'll be watching some cartoons and some really fun blue snacks. So feel free to come dressed in your blue best, and that's at 3 p.m. Next week on Thursday, August 17th. So,
blue body paint permitted, or
sure. If you we enjoy creativity here.
Dry.
Absolutely, for sure.
Okay. All right. That's good. 65 years. Wow.
I know. I couldn't believe that either. I guess they did kind of a celebration this year at the San Diego Comic-Con, which alerted me to the anniversary. And I was like, wow, that's pretty special.
That's cool. All right. Candy, what's going on for the adult side of things? Because I know you got a lot of regular things that are still there.
We do. Coming Monday, of course, is booked at the brewery. And it's a craft donation day. We take crafts on the second and fourth Mondays all day at the main desk. And I'm trying to focus on school supplies this month. And we've had a really, really good turnout already. People have kind of snuck in some things, and I take them pretty much all the time. But I do like to just limit it to the second and fourth Monday. Mm-hmm. And so if you come now and shop at the table, there's a ton of construction paper. There's binders, rulers. Markers, you know, some of them have been used, some of them are new, but if you are needing a few school supplies, please just stop in and help yourself, mark on the calendar that you participate.
Sure. Okay.
We also have Third Thursday at Hoover. It's a virtual program with the Hoover Presidential Library and Foundation, and that's on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. It's a repeat of one of their very most popular programs. They have hundreds and hundreds of flower sacks there. And the program, when it first showed, I think they had people from six different countries that tuned in that day. So it's a repeat, and you can find it on our website calendar or give me a call. I'll tell you how to register for that. But it was very popular, and I thought it was very informative. So if you want to catch that on the 17th at 6 o'clock.
Even those that were there the first time around, you might get something new out of it this time too. So
yeah, of course. And then we have Fresh Conversations on the 28th. It's a Monday at 10 a.m. They'll be discussing pre-diabetes. So
are we seeing more people show up for Fresh Conversations? It's a really a great program working with Aging Resources, right?
Yes, people can watch it. You can get the link and watch it in your home. You can come upstairs and watch it with me on the second floor, or you can pop into Eastern Star Wellness Center and you can participate there. So we've had a really good turnout the last few months, and I'm so appreciative of the folks that are participating.
Okay, good.
I did want to highlight, we have Tech for Beginners is back.
Okay.
And so if you need some computer help, this is the class for you. It's offered twice a month. It's the same class. It's just once it's offered in the evening, and the other one it's offered in the morning. So it's always the second Tuesday and Thursday. So you can come on Tuesday night from 6 to 7:30, or you could come on Thursday morning from 10 to 11:30. And so the next one will be September 12th
and 14th, right?
Yeah. And you can register for that already online. We can help you if you don't have a computer, or if you need some help, call us. We can get you registered. In September, they're going to focus on laptop basics. So if you have a laptop, it's always nice to learn on your own computer. And if you could bring it, that would be great. Or we'll have laptops available. They'll talk about how to, you know, get comfortable with your keyboard and how to make files and folders and how to delete things and what a USB is and all kinds of laptop basics.
Sure. Yeah. Good. Okay. It's good to have that back. That's
It was a good program. And I think people that came the first, I think it was offered for 6 months, they learned a lot. So
all right. Good. Okay.
And I also know that in October it will be about cybersecurity.
Okay.
So big issue.
Yes,
there.
It is. Okay. Good.
Also in September, I just wanted to highlight, we're going to have a dementia support group and also a class, a monthly class that'll change to talk about dementia. And so we're excited to highlight that. It's an important part of our society now, and caregivers and support people, they need to be able to come and talk and just maybe get away for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have that later in September.
Okay. All right.
The Friends of the Library in September, we wanted to let everybody know they'll have a book sale, and it's going to be upstairs on Friday, September 29th, and Saturday, September 30th. So we're open on Fridays from 9 to 6 and Saturday 9 to 1. So they'll take cash, check, and PayPal, and if all the sales, of course, benefit the library.
All right. I know you did have those recent changes in the Adventure Pass program and stuff. Mostly through the summertime, a lot of people look at that because they're doing some traveling and stuff. But if you're looking at weekend things, we got great opportunities, and you got a great sponsor to help make this possible.
We do. Boone Bank and Trust has been fabulous in sponsoring this program, and we're so grateful for them. And we did just add the Iowa Arboretum in Madrid, and I helped somebody yesterday. They came in and they said, well, we want to go to Raymond Gardens and I'm like, okay, well, let's look that up. But you have to remember that there are limited number of passes each day, and so once that they're booked for the day, they're not available. So we couldn't help her yesterday, but you know, if you can have a date in mind, you need to book ahead, and you also need to print out your pass. And if you can't do that at your home, come in and we'll help you do that.
Okay. Yep.
And then also Friends of the Library, they're having trivia.
Okay.
It's mark it on your calendar. It's not the Iowa State game weekend.
Okay.
They moved it to Saturday, October 14th. Starts at 6 o'clock, and it'll be out at Camp Hanishaw. So if you want to get on a team and maybe you don't have a team, you can stop in. There's a clipboard across from the main desk, and we'll help you find a team, or we can help you get signed up for trivia. Okay. So a few fundraising options coming up in the future.
All right. Very good. As always, of course, easy way for people to keep track is, first of all, sign up for the text messaging. I get a lot of reminders about what's happening there. Of course, otherwise, check the Facebook page, like it, the library's Facebook page, or just go online because there's so much stuff
website.
There.
Yeah, and big news, The seed catalog is now empty. All the seeds are gone. And coming Monday, it's turning into a bead catalog.
Okay. That will be...
B-E-A-D. So if you're into beading,
okay.
There's 20 drawers stuffed. There'll be 20 drawers stuffed with beads. So,
okay. New bead catalog, huh? Coming Monday. Look for it.
We need to use that piece of furniture. So yeah. If it's not seeds, it's beads. So.
All right. Good enough. Again, it's all available at the Erickson Public Library. All you got to do is come in the front door.
Stop in.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us this month.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.